from the lonely crofts of Scotland, from the haunts of Coot and Hearn, in a world gone mad. The poetry of Ewan McTeagle, this young Scottish poet, has taken the world of literature by the throat with such poems as "Spare us 50p for a cup of tea, Gov," and of course the world famous "Lend us a quid till the end of the week." Lend us a quid till the end of the week, if you could see your way to lending me sixpence, I could at least buy a newspaper. That's not much to ask anyone. Upon reading Chapman's Homer and Selfridges, "Oh, gee to me a shilling for some fags, and I'll pay you back on Thursday. But if you can wait until Saturday, I'm expecting a divvy from the Harpenden Building Society." Lines written to Lassie O'Shea. "To my own beloved Mary, a poem on her 17th birthday. Lend us a couple of bob till Thursday. I'm absolutely skint, but I'm expecting a postal order, and I can pay you back as soon as it comes." The recurrence of this theme of desperate search for something perhaps symbolic, perhaps half-imagined, is central to his greatest work, "Can I Have £50 to Mend the Shed?" "Can I have £50 to mend the shed? I'm right on my uppers. I can pay you back when I get this postal order from Australia. Honestly. Hope the blood is getting better. Love, Ewan."
"Can I have £50 to mend the shed? I'm right on my uppers. I can pay you back when this postal order comes from Australia. Honestly. Hope the bladder trouble's getting better. Love, Ewan."
Other poems? "My new checkbook hasn't arrived. Lend us a bob for a wee refreshment, hen. What's 20 quid to the bloody Midland Bank? And of course, I'll just have to cut down on food." His prize-winning poem to the Arts Council, "Can you lend me 1,000 quid? Poem won £1.